Hey, GWA Backstage. I was perusing and I found another questionnaire that I wanted to answer. This one seemed like a lot of fun, so here it goes. For noobs especially, what would I like to be called? If it's going off of my username, Ruthie or Ruth is totally fine. If we're talking pet names and such, anything really works. I grew up in the South, so our speech is peppered with babe, darling, sweetheart, all those sorts of things. So anything really. What is my most impressive or go-to party trick? I find that my go-to party trick is to make jokes or tell stories or prank somebody because I'm always out for getting laughs. However, my most impressive party trick would have to be a few years back, well, actually, it's probably several years back now, my friend and I took a class for the sole purpose of it being a party trick. We took a palm reading class, and it seems to entertain the masses pretty well. We have a good time doing it, so I guess that's the most impressive because I actually had to learn something. What is the first musical artist I remember hearing when I was growing up? Elvis and the Rat Pack, Sinatra, Bing Crosby, all those types. My grandparents were huge on them. So I just heard them so much. What did I want to be when I grew up? I wanted to be a mom because my mom just seemed like the coolest. And so I was like, oh, I want to be like my mom. So she was a mom. That's what I wanted to be. Do I have a celebrity doppelganger? I don't think I have one exactly. The closest I would have to say is probably Chloe Grace Moretz. But I am a redhead, so I've been compared to redheaded celebrities more. But it's not an exact science, so. What is my favorite smell? Favorite smell is probably a very well-cooked meal. I am all about good company and good food, and so smelling good food is always a plus. Other than that, I really like light floral smells, fruity smells, vanilla. Just a good mix. How did I find Gone Wild Audio? I found Gone Wild Audio just one of those nights where I am perusing all over the internet and kind of landed down a rabbit hole, and then I came across Gone Wild Audio, and there it was. And I'm really glad. I've had a lot of fun. What is my favorite kind of audio? I like the one with very strongly written characters, very strong scenes. Because don't get me wrong, you know, the general scenes are sometimes really just nice. You know, you just want to go in and know, hey, this is a dom telling you what to do, or hey, this is a voyeur piece, you know. But when you go into a piece and it's he is a 30-year-old male who did this, or, you know, and this is the scene and this is the room and this is what you're expecting, or this is what he's going to do. Just those ones that get so detailed. I guess those are my kind of favorites because I'm very impressed by the writing and the skill of the people recording. Has Gone Wild Audio taught you anything about yourself? For example, have I discovered an unexpected kink? I actually did recently. Sleep play is what I discovered. I came across a piece. I was very into it. And then I found a couple others. And so apparently, yes, I discovered that I am unexpectedly into sleep play. Other than that, what has it taught me about myself? I'm very critical of myself. So a lot of the community and myself, through talking and commenting and me starting to post more, I've learned I've just got to you know, let go, have fun. It's just all in good fun. So, what sort of qualities draw you to my favorite performers? I gotta say it's the tags. When I look at a piece and it has multiple tags, especially tags that would intimidate me as a recorder, I am immediately drawn to them. I want to see how they pulled this off or what was their take. And then also I like seeing the ones that say like script fill, because I like seeing how they took something someone wrote and interpreted it and still kind of made it their own and put their own flavor to it. Would I ever consider meeting someone from Gone Wild Audio? Oh yeah, exactly. Yeah, totally. Nobody here has rubbed me the wrong way, and you know, meeting up with someone could lead to somebody rubbing the right way. You know, no, I'm just, you know, but no, seriously, I think it's a good community. Everybody's very supportive and talented, and so I would be more than happy to meet someone. If someone were to write a script just for me, what would it look like? At this point, I'm going to say it's going to look very, very simple and leave room for me to be a little giggly and awkward and cute and, you know, dabble in a little bit of sexy, you know. I'm thinking that's what my script would look like right now. Other than God Wild Audio, what are your favorite NSFW subreddits? Definitely Dirty Pen Pals, Erotic Pen Pals, Dirty Story Writing, and Dirty Writing Prompts. I love reading and writing, so those really are my go-tos and stuff. All these are probably my top subreddits. I have a lot of fun with all of them. Bonus question, moan for us, please. Okay, you know what? I'll do it just for you guys, even though I don't know how good it's going to be because it's not real. okay, here we go. I'm going to give it a shot. Give me a second. Okay, that's the best I can do right on the fly. So thanks. I hope you guys really enjoyed it and you keep recording, guys, and writing and scripting and everything. You guys are the best.